this age, about 5 years old, his dad gave him his first musical instrument. Now, he was a kid, he said, that would, you know, pound on pots and pans, always pounding a bell or something to make some noise. And, of course, it was musical, but it was coming from Doc. Well, I guess your dad figured out that you were a musical kid, and he gave him a harmonica there.
I think he may have believed that. You know, and I'm glad he did, because the harp was a thing that inspired me to begin to think about some music. I'd heard the old recordings that they brought, and, you know, with that machine, we called it a graphophone. I think that got its name from the graphite grease they used to grease the springs and the wheels and the thing.
Well, did he give any of your other brothers and sisters a harmonica?
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know if he did or not, but my oldest brother, Arnold, he had to have him a harmonica. He got him one shortly after Dad gave me that, and he was big enough to do little odd jobs for people. And you could buy a good harmonica for 50 cents.
Yeah.
The best ones, the owner made.
Yeah.
Now they cost you $50 if you get them. That's a little higher, ain't it?
A little higher?
That was a long time ago.
I'm going to start with my first instrument, too. This is my dad gave me, well, these are my dad's bones right here. It's an instrument called the bones. And the rib cow. Rib, you know, it's from a cow. And there's a picture of Dad playing this pair of bones. This is a pair of bones that he's holding that my great great grandfather took from Alamance County, North Carolina, when he moved to Texas in 1858. That's kind of how my family got to Texas, and taking the bones from North Carolina. So we're going to play one of these old fiddle tunes with the bones and the harmonica. Take it way back. How about Fisher's hornpipe?
I'll do best.
Getting on the fun, you know.